Concours Écricom 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 9. New York Times paywall surpasses digital ad revenue. Not so long ago, the digital zealots were telling anyone who would listen that paywalls for new websites would never work. This, of course, wasn't based on any actual evidence, because at the time, there was scant evidence to be had. Paywalls were in their infancy. Now, just a few years later, the paywall phobes have suddenly fallen silent. That's because the evidence is clear. Paywalls can work. Nowhere is this better demonstrated than in the case of the New York Times, where revenue from the paper's paywall has now surpassed revenue from digital advertising. This represents a dramatic shift from the traditional business model employed by the newspapers, in which the lion's share of revenue came from advertising, not newsstand sales or reader subscriptions. As analyst Ken Doctor put it, the reader revenue strategy is working, period. This is also something of a 180-degree turnaround from what the digital zealots had predicted back in the internet's infancy, when they said news websites wouldn't need to charge for their content because they'd rake in so much money from online ads. We have seen how news outlets have been led astray by the false promise of digital advertising, which by and large hasn't proven to be terribly lucrative for the simple reason that web surfers mostly ignore online ads. The Times paywall reached 727,000 subscribers in the most recent quarter, an increase of 28,000 in 3 months. Digital subscriptions brought in $37.7 million in the third quarter, while digital ads brought just $32.9 million. When you consider the print-boosting effects of the paywall looks even better. Paywalls can, in fact, be used to shore up declining print circulation, which is exactly what's happening at the Times. Subscribers to the print version of the paper get access to the website thrown in for free. So why not get the paper tossed onto your driveway every morning? This is especially important because even now, in the second decade of the 21st century, newspapers still get most of their revenue from display advertising, the ads in the printed paper. So bolstering newspaper sales is vital to the bottom line of papers large and small. The Times print circulation on Sunday, far and away the most important day, actually increased for the first time in half a decade in the wake of the paywall. Now, critics may carp that the Times is an unusual case. People are willing to pay for the nation's flagship newspaper, they say, because it's the nation's flagship newspaper. But as Conan Gallaty, online director of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, explains, it's possible for every quality newspaper. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette is obviously a much smaller paper than the Times, with daily circulation of 169,000 and 258,000 on a Sunday. But for years, it has used a paywall to keep print circulation going strong. Gallaty said the paywall was erected after the paper's publisher realised that online advertising just wasn't paying the bills. We said, "This model isn't playing out. The revenue just isn't there. We realised we couldn't keep losing a dollar to keep a dime," Gallaty said. So it seems clear paywalls can work at papers of all sorts and sizes. They bring in revenue. They boost print circulation. And if the Times is any example, they may, in the end, prove to be much more lucrative than digital ads, which once seemed to hold such promise.